This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The state is moving quickly to get hundreds of millions of dollars to businesses and individual Coloradans after lawmakers passed a stimulus package last week. CPR's Andrew Kinney has more.
That new financial support will become a reality over the next few months, with some types of help arriving faster than others. For example, $54 million of housing relief money will go to existing programs that can quickly pay it out to renters and property owners who apply for it. And for restaurants, a four-month break on sales taxes has already started. But some new programs, including grants for small businesses and to help students get internet access, may take until January and February to pay out. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado wants to expand a program that exempts some small businesses from COVID restrictions. But CPR's Ben Marcus reports public health experts warn against it.
It's called the Five-Star Program, and it would allow businesses to reopen for limited in-person service as long as they have safety measures in place. For now, it's only in Mesa County.
I'm concerned about putting it around the rest of the state.
Dr. Mark Johnson with Jefferson County Public Health says economics is sometimes trumping public health.
And we keep saying you're not going to get an economy back until you get control of this disease. And that's a battle that we continue to have.
The state hasn't made a final decision on expanding the program. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
One of Denver's most iconic jazz venues is closing after 87 years. El Chapultepec, also known as the Peck, welcomed new and famous musicians, including Mick Jagger. The club's owners say they did not make that decision lightly. Coming up on the program, the dean of the University of Mississippi School of Medicine talks about the letter she and others sent to the governor calling for a statewide mask mandate. Then, the Supreme Court heard arguments today in a case that involves a rare collection of medieval art that Jewish art dealers were forced to sell to the Nazis in 1935. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. Down to 25 degrees, mainly along the Front Range. It'll be 15 on the Western Slope and in the Central Mountains overnight. This is CPR News.